Today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Nun Hey, and we are on Nun Dalet Amabez. We'll start about 15 lines up from the bottom, where it says Gufa. Gufa, we are in the sugyas of Chomesh and related issues as the we discussed the relationship. A couple of contexts have a payment of Chomesh, which we'll get to Be'ed Hashem in today's Mishnah on Amud Beis, where it talks about the Chamisha Chomshin. But we are in the middle now, where Rabbi Shimon Levi tells us a halacha, and we're going to have the mucker for it. Gufa, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Al Hektish Rishon Mosif Chomesh, V'al Hektish Sheni Ein Mosif Chomesh. One only is Mosif Chomesh, in the context where one has to be Mosif Chomesh. For example, the halacha of makdish your own item and you redeem your own item. In that context, you only, again, there are a lot of contexts of chomshin, but the one discussed here is only if one is podeh, their own hakdasha. What stage one hakdasha does one add on a chomesh? But if it's stage two hakdasha, I was makdish A, and then somehow the kedusha charts got transferred to B, and now I am being po to B. So then that is, I don't have to add on a chomesh to that. It's only something that was hukdash me'atzmo, not something that got kedusha from something else. That is Rabbi Shimon Levi's din. Amar Ava, my time with Rabbi Shimon Levi. Amar Kra v'mal makdish yigalas beso hamakdish velo hamatvis. Pasuk says at the end of Vayikra, if the Makdish is Goel, redeems his house from the Beis HaMikdash, redeems what he is Makdish and not what he is Matvis. Nitfas Bekdusha means something that got Kedusha from something else. Right? That is the Matvis. Rashi says about the eighth wide line, Matvis ze tachas harishon, shasheni nitvas bekdusha shel acher, velo machvis atzma ba'alo. Right, it didn't get to this stage by itself. Right, we will see over time, hopefully, the various other contexts or nafkaminas where there's a difference between something that was hukdash itself and something that was hukdash memela through something else. Again, the classic example that hopefully we'll touch on at some point again is the Isra of Tamura, where Tamura, we'll talk about a little bit today, but that is a Kedusha that does not come from Lachora, does not come from the Ahadasha. It comes from the other animal. But we'll get back to that soon. Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Elazar. There was a Brisa torn in front of Rabbi Elazar. V'im bibhema hatmeah ufidei berkecha. If somebody is makdish a non-kosher animal, one is not supposed to do that. But if somebody does that, so then ufidei berkecha, one redeems it based on its value. So again, what type of Kedusha is given to the non-kosher animal? It's not Kedushas haguf. It can't be used down as a carbon, and it can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's Kedushas Bet HaKabayis. It's a value Kedusha, and I'm going to redeem it for its value. So, what is the drasha? Ma Behema Temeya Miuchedes, just like Behema Temeya is unique, in that, Shetchilasa Hektish. It is what's called Chilas Hektish, meaning it can't be Sof Hektish. Sof Hektish means something that's going to stay Hektish permanently, used as an animal for a carbon, used as a bowl in the Beis HaMikdash. So a non-kosher animal cannot be that. It can only be Tchilas Hektish. So a non-kosher animal is Tchilasa Hektish. V'kula Lashamayim, and it is Kula Lashamayim. We'll have to see what that excludes. But Lamaisa, Bailam do not have a Chelek in this. If somebody's Makdish Salman Kedushas Beda Kabayis, it all goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Umoalin bo, and there is me'ila by it. Right? What is pashas me'ila means me'ila. Rashi says, third to last line, kasaka daitach to me'ila mamish kamar. That's what usually me'ila means. Me'ila means me'ila, that there is me'ila, and that's by a behemoth tamea. Once all this value now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, just like a behemoth tamea. It's tchilas hektish, and it goes to Hashem, and umoalin ba. So afkal, so to everything, shetchilas hektish, v'kula shemaya umoalin ba. So too, everything like it. So the question is, what's that including, what's that excluding in that brisa? So Amar Le, Rebbe Elazar, so this brisa was said in front of Rebbe Elazar. So Rebbe Elazar says, Latana, Bishthama Kula Lashamayim, I understand what the line Kula Lashamayim includes or excludes. Lim'ute Kachim Kalim, so I understand that's excludes Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim is Shlamim. A Shlamim is not fully subject to Me'ila at certain points in the Avoda. Kiva de Islahu Labailim Begavayu, less Behu Me'ila. So there's no Me'ila by Kachim Kalim La'achar Zrikas Adam, because now the Bailim are allowed to eat it. There's no more Me'ila. So that's what I know, understand that phrase, what it is excluding. Ela Tchilas Hektish Lemute Mai. But what is Tchilas Hektish excluding? Right? What is not, what is, does not follow these rules? Tchilas Hekdesh, who de is be mi'ila, sof Hekdesh, less be mi'ila. What, only Tchilas Hekdesh has mi'ila, not sof mi'ila? Of course not. Sof Hekdesh is more kadosh, right? Something that's about to be used as a karban, right? That's not subject to mi'ila. Something that's going to stay belonging to the Beis Hamikdash forever. Of course that has mi'ila. So Tchilas Hekdesh can't be excluding sof Hekdesh. So what is Tchilas Hekdesh excluding? So Dilma le'inyin chomish kamit. Maybe Aser Balazar to the Tana who said over this brisa. Maybe it's really referring to chomesh, meaning the word mi'ila in the brisa does not really mean mi'ila. Chomesh is brought when one violates Me'ila. So Me'ila is really a code word for the payment of Chomesh. Again, there are other Chomshin too. But maybe that's what the Braisa means. Chomesh is not Tchilas Me'ila, is not Tchilas Hekdesh, right? Chomesh flows from something else. It comes from Me'ila, it comes from other context of redeeming something. So the only Chomesh Kamet, Ukur Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And then this would be a riot to Rabbi Shimon Levi, because then this brisa would be saying that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that there is only Hosafas Chomesh by Hekdesh Rishon and not Hekdesh Sheni, because the second one would not be real Tchilas Hekdesh. So Amar Le'in Hachi Kamina, yeah, that is what the brisa means. Okay, so that is a riot to Rabbi Shimon Levi, but now we talk a little bit deeper about the brisa itself. Amar Le'in Ravashi the Ravina, Behema Tmeya, B'Tchilas Hekdesh Isa, Be'emsa Hekdesh Lesa? Is it impossible to have a Behemoth Tmeya in a middle stage of Hekdesh? You could have beginning, middle, end. Beginning means I'm Makdesh something, end means it's going to stay Hekdesh. But maybe a non-kosher animal could be somewhere in the middle. I have something that I was Makdesh, I changed the Kedusha to a non-kosher animal, and then I changed that Kedusha onto something that's going to be used ultimately for the Beis HaMikdash. So why does the Brisa assume that Behemoth Tmeya has to be Tchilas Hekdesh? Right, as Rashi says, Nehida b'sof hektish lo mishkach hazla. You're right, it can't be sof hektish. Mishum delav lo mizbeach hazya, v'lo l'shaka b'binyin. Right, you can't use it on a permanent basis in any way. Miu b'hektish sheni mishkach hazla, shematvisa tachas acher, v'chozer apodosa. Right, it could be a middle stage of hektish. So the Gemara says you're right. Tchilas Hekdesh in the Brisa does not mean to exclude Emsa Hekdesh. It could also be Emsa Hekdesh. Amalei l'fisha'ena b'sof Hekdesh. It's not, it can't be final stage. Amalei ravachami difti l'ravina. Be'emsa Hekdesh mi ha'isa v'losif nami chomesh. Right? Asks the Gemara, why do we say that only Tchilas Hekdesh is mosif chomesh? And this Brisa is a raya to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that chomesh only comes from somebody that you are makdish. But if Behemoth Tmeya could also be Emsa Hekdesh, so why do we put Emsa Hekdesh with Sof Hekdesh? We should put Emsa Hekdesh with Tchilas Hekdesh. And just like you could, your Mosef Chomesh onto Tchilas Hekdesh, you should be Mosef Chomesh on Emsa. If the price is only excluding Sof, so why do we put Emsa on one side and not the other? Amalei, no, Harayuka Sof Hekdesh. Ma Sof Hekdesh in a Mosef Chomesh, on Emsa Hekdesh in a Mosef Chomesh. No, Emsa is like Sof, and neither of them, we are Mosef Chomesh on. Says the Gemara, why not? Amalei Rav Zutcher, Breder of Mari Ravina, my chazes to Medamis Leila Sof Hekdesh, Nedamye Lutchilas Hekdesh. Right, why do you compare Emsa to Sof, compare it to Tchila, and then it would not be a raya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Because then we would say that Chomesh goes even with Emsa. Answer, Amalei Mistavro Lesof Hekdesh, Havali Ledemuye. It's more comparable to Sof Hekdesh. Why? Shekei Nitfas, Mi Nitfas. We compare two items that were not hukdash themselves to the Beis HaMikdash. That is a defining element. Meaning, it seems like, again, we'll have to see if there are any halachic ramifications besides Chomesh. This is what we're trying to figure out. But are there any other differences between something that's actually hukdash directly versus something that just achieves hektish memela? They're both hektish. They're both subject to me'ila. But the Gemara says, I'd rather compare two things that to achieve their Kedusha secondarily, not directly through a Makdish, than compare it otherwise. And that's why Misvara, the Gemara says, I'll compare Emsa Hekdesh to Sof Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, Adarabba, maybe you shouldn't say that Svara, say a different Svara. Litchilas Hekdesh, Hava Leila Demuye. You should compare Emsa to Tchila. Why? Shekein Davar Sheyesh Acher of Kedusha, Mi Davar Sheyesh Acher of Kedusha. Maybe they have a bond in that they are not the final stage. There's something unique about Sof Hekdesh. You Sof Hekdesh is why it's going to eternally be connected to the Beis HaMikdash and used for Akrava, whatever the context is. So maybe that binds only items that are Sof, and everything else, Emsa and Tchila, should be put together. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, it's not, yet, the svaras work both directions, so we'll say it is a gzeiras hakasav. Kida amar Rava, ha'ola, ola rishona. As we know, the Gemara says elsewhere, whenever it says ha'ola with a hey ayudi, it's telling me a specific halacha. What halacha is this? Rashi explains, this is called the aseid hashlama. The halacha that the carbon tamen has to be the first carbon brought every single morning. There are a couple of other avodos done, like Trumas Hadeshen, but the first carbon brought in the morning is the carbon tamid. Ha'ola ola rishona. The ola, it's gotta be first. Sachanami hatameya tameya rishona. That's what we dash in also. When it says here, bibehema hatameya, so we say the tameya, a unique one, the one that comes from Hekdesh Rishon, right? Tchilas Hekdesh, Tmeya Rishona. Okay, so we end up saying that it is a Gzeiras HaKasav. So Rashi, as we said, mentions that the halacha being referred to by Ha'ola is the halacha of Aseid HaShlama. It has to be first. Tosfos quotes two other pshatim, which halacha Ha'ola might be referring to. Tosfos in Dibur Maskal Ha'ola quotes, Inami Rishona Shehekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar. Maybe the first carbon. Ha'ola means the first one that was ever brought in history. The first carbon that was brought is Ha'ola Ola Rishona, which means if Tosfos doesn't say like Rashi Pshat, so then maybe the din of Aseid HaShlama is not a din daraisa, right? If you're giving another pshat to this line. Or Tosfos says, Inami Rishona L'chinach HaMizbeach. Meaning, let's say, Meheira Bez Hashem Mashiach will come today in the afternoon. So we bring Karbanos right away, right? Tumah Hodjim and Tzibur. So you have to wait a week. We're all going to be tummy. We have to wait for the Paraduma. But no, says the Tostosis, they got to wait till the next morning. The first carbon that's brought has to be the Tamid Shel Shachar. Maybe connected to Avram Avinu, however one was, but that's a special, unique carbon, and that's Ha'ola Ola Rishona. Is there a Svara, like, let's go back according to Rashi, that the carbon Tamid is first? Why can't somebody bring another carbon before? So it could be that the carbon tamid is brought on behalf of the Sibor. And Sibor has an element, the Koachat Sibor has an element that would override and come before and precede Koach HaYachid, and therefore maybe that would dafko be why it's first. If you look at the Chashuke Chemed here, he discusses, there was a story, Maisef Akihila, Shugur Likros Megillah Shal Ruven. There was someone who used to lane every Purim, and he used to use Ruven's Megillah. One time, the Balkore, he was elderly, he did it for years, he was nifter. He died, and they found another Balkore who was willing to do it, but he said, I'm using my own Megillah. The other person who owned the Megillah that's been used for 30 years says, they've been using this Megillah for decades. I want my Megillah to be used. And the Balkore says, that's fine, but then I'm not laning. I only want to lane in my Megillah. So who wins? Who wins? The Baal HaChazaka Toin, Kivan Shuch Segul Likros B'Megillah Shalo, Zachahu B'Mitzvah. The Imwena wrote to Likros Bo, so let the Gabbai find somebody else to lane. It's okay, I'm not mocked, but it's fine. Just, I'm not going to lane. So, does the Gabbai now have to go and find somebody? He finally found somebody. Maybe it's a place which doesn't have so many Baalei Kriya. So, that is the question that he deals with. And he relates this to, he quotes Tshuvas of the Achronim about Sifrei Torah. Comes up often. A person wants their own Sifrei Torah to be read from. What do you mean? I want mine to be maftir or whatever, and to use for chasin this. And so he says, well, we know the Gemara tells us in Ha'ola Ola Rishona. So what is the svar for that? Upashutu shekol ze lohaya bishvil ma'alas hatzibor lis karev karban kol yis kol ze lohaya ela bishvil ma'alas hatzibor. The svar for this is because the tzibor should go first. Lis karev karban kol yisrael tchila v'yachar kal karban ha'shokol echad ve'echad. V'yod, Amrina called Hamakudish Bechaveiro, Kodem Es Chaveiro, and there's more Kedusha to something related to the Rabbim than suddenly they're related to the Yachid. And therefore, you should be Korei, so he quotes these Tshuvas, that if there is a Sefer Torah that the Tzibor has, issues the Tzibor's. So what about our case? Is the one that was used for so long, does that have the status of being used for the Tzibor? U'binyaneinu gabi Megillah. Im lohaya Megillah acheres b'Tzibor. If for years this was the only one that the Tzibor used, and basically this was the only one available, v'lachein karo b'megillah shalo ein lo chazaka. Avalam haya own megillahs, v'echlito likras b'megillah shalo, yichlara yishlo chazaka shakara b'shalo. If there were many and they chose this one, then the Tzibor made that decision, and maybe you should use that one. If this was the only one, and now there are others available, so maybe that's not called a chazaka. But then he goes through that he doesn't think that's called a chazaka, and you can read through it with anyone you want. Okay. That's related to the Tzibur versus Yachad. That's the Svara he gives for this Hatameya and Ha'ola. Tani Gavazi Rav Shua ben Levi. So one final Brisa that supports Rav Shua ben Levi. The last line of the Brisa is explicitly like him. But the first line of the Brisa is related halachas, but really not related to the raya. Parazu tachas parazu shel hektish. If somebody says, we're getting back to issues of chalifin, as we've had in this parak, this cow should be instead of this cow, without focusing on value. Parazu tachas parazu shel hektish. Talazu tachas talas shel hektish. You didn't mention any value. What if the para that you're giving to the base of Mikdash is worth less, is worth more? So the halacha is hektesho padui. So it's nifde, right? It's nifde, even though you didn't specify damim. Why? Rashi quotes the halacha from elsewhere. Hektesh shavimana shechilo shav pruta mechulo. The halacha is that even if I have something worth a lot, I have something worth 100, and I'm poted onto something that's worth 2, so that works. Even though I cheated hektesh, but that works. That's the halacha. That's, by the way, what Rishonim applied to not just hektesh, but applied to maestros. And that's why Bizman Hazeh, we do not redeem Trumas and maestros shave b'shave, because we're not going to use it anyway. We're just going to throw it out. So that is why we rely on this principle. Hektesh shave manash chalash arpada mechula, and it's extended to Trumas and maestros. So here too, you didn't focus on any values. Hektesh padui. The hektesh works. The yad hektesh al ha'elyona. But yad hektesh has the upper hand, that if the damim were worth more, the item was worth more, that's going out of hektesh, then you have to be mashlim. But it has nothing to do with the hakdasha itself, or the pidyon itself. The pidyon, the chilo worked, but you just have to be mashlim. But, says the Brisa, parazu bechamesh slaim tachas para shel hektish, talazu bechamesh slaim tachas talas shel hektish, hektesho padui. Right, so there, if you specified amount, hektesho padui, and there it doesn't say, yad hektish al ha'elyona, as Rashi explains the difference, afapi she'eno shaveh. Right, you might have thought, what's the finish of this line? Well, you might have said the whole thing is null and void, because if it's not worth chamesh slaim, then you just made a mistake. So maybe it shouldn't be hukdash at all. Shouldn't it be nifta at all? The answer is it is, right? It still works. You don't see ein bedvar of klum. It's still hektesh padui and your mashlim. And then the last line, which is what's important for us, al hektesh risha mosif chomesh, al hektesh sheni ein mosif chomesh. That's the raya to the Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Tosfos asked a simple question on here. What happened in this raya? Right? You have parazu tachas barazu. What does that sound like? That sounds like tmura. It sounds like the Isra of Tamura of substituting animals. What's the Brisa talking about? You're giving an example of a Russia? Giving an example of somebody who's doing an Avera? What exactly is the case? Ask Tosfos, Vim Tomar, in Deeper Maskal Para. Vahaksi Vayahu Usmarasi Yakodesh. And not only you're giving an example of a Russia, but what's the halacha by Tamura? If you try to be poda something, right, Zeta Chazet, they're both Kadosh. There's no pidyon at all. Right, there's a low sase not to do it, and there's a mitzvah sase. They have to treat it as kadosh. So what is the Brisa talking about? That one of them is Yotze Lechulin. So Tosfos has two answers. Yishlomar, answer number one, Tahachamairi, Bekachi Bedek Habayis. V'yafilu B'tmimim. Tmura only is created from Kachi Haguf. If I have an animal I want to give as a karbon, and then I try to switch the Kedusha onto a different animal, now they're both karbonos. But what if I have an animal, I'm not supposed to do this. What if I have a perfect animal that could have been used as a karban, but instead I was maktashit lebedek habayis for value, kedusha. So I'm not supposed to do that, but if I did, it works. And that animal does not create tmura. Says Tosfos, that's answer number one. The Amar Bereish Tmura, Hamatvis Tmimim, Lebedek Habayis, Aval Bisha Over Below Saseh, you shouldn't have done it, Masha Asa Asui, right? What's done is done, that works. Skip a couple of lines, Inami Mayri Afilu Bekachim Izbeach, maybe it's even Bekachim Izbeach. And what's the halacha here? Ukagon Shekadam Hamum Lehekdish, De'ena Osa Tmura. If I was Makdish, something Lekachim Hamizbeach, but it was Bamum, which I'm also not supposed to do. But what if I did it? So therefore, that also is a case which does not create tamura. Tamura cannot be created but from faulty kedusha, where it's not full, or it's only from bedek habayis. Don't say sasotis is about a case of hektish and then mum. That doesn't really fit in. Right, the Rishonim discussed the message behind the isser of tamura. We mentioned this in the past. The Rambam and the Chinuch have two different ideas. The Rambam Very crucial Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchos Tumura, which is the last Rambam in Sefer Karbanos. The Rambam very often, in the end of most Svarim, he has the last halacha in the Sefer is some hashkafic message. There are 14 of them. 14 books, Yad HaChazakah. So the end of Malachim, he talks about Mashiach, and the end of Tshuva, which is the end of Sefer Mada, he talks about Avas Hashem, the end of various halachas. Not all, but he talks about Yaakov Avinu at the end of, I think, of Mishpatim. But either way, the in Karbanos here, the end of Tumur, he says, even though all mitzvahs are gzeiros hakasuv, ra'ui lehisponein bahem, it's appropriate to analyze them. Even though, says the Rambam, I'm a rationalist and we do things purely because Hashem says, but be rational. Try to figure out svaris for mitzvahs, not to therefore affect the kiyama mitzvah that I do no matter what. Right? There is. Once one is an Eved Hashem, there is Kfiyat Datit. I have to do it no matter what. But there is an idea of trying to figure out what the mitzvahs mean. V'chol shadah yacholi tein lo tam, tein lo tam. And what's the mitzvah there for here? Amru chachamim rishonim, shamelach Shlomo haven rov hata'amim shakol chuki ha-Torah. Shlomo Melech understood most reasons. Most. How many didn't he understand? Doesn't say. Maybe one, maybe two. Yireli, says the Rambam. Therefore, I've come up with a svara for Me'ila. For Tmura. Shezesh Amar HaKazavayahu Svara So Yekodesh. Kini Shamar V'mamakta Shigalas Beiso. V'yasav Chamishi So Kesav Erkechalav. Says the Rambam, two of the halachas that we've been discussing over the past few days connect. The mitzvah of Tmura is related to the mitzvah of Hosafas Chomesh. That somebody who redeems their own item for the base of English have to add on a Chomesh. What's the parallel? Yard the Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam v'ksas yitzro hara. The Torah goes down into the psyche of each individual. Shetivo shel adam note laharbos kinyano v'lachusa mamona. We're into being marbe arnachasim. We're into expanding our assets. That's naturally what we want to do. V'yafo bishanader v'hikdish. Let's say I heard something and I was very inspired and I said, okay, I'm giving it to the base of Mikdash. You know what we're going to do an hour later? Did I really want to give that? Maybe something else, maybe a little less. All right, so we might go back. I might try to get out of it for less. I'm not doing something. The Torah says, most of Chomesh. Just to be safe. You know, you want to redeem it, that's fine, but you have to give more value than what you gave. Amr Torah, Fadalatzmo, Yosef Chomesh. And it's the same thing with Tamura. If Hikdash Behem, but Kedusha Saguf, Shema Yachzer Bo, Vakivishin Yachal of Dosa, Yachli Fena, but Pachosa Mimena. Okay, I can't be Makdash, so I'll trade it for a different, weaker, inferior animal. Torah says, you're not allowed to. And if you try to do it, they're both. They're both Kadosh. Vakal Elo Advarim. And then the Rabbi ends off with an unbelievable line. Beautiful. Vakal Elo Advarim. Kedei Lakuf Yitzro, Ulasakin De Osav. And all of these things, meaning all mitzvos, are there to improve and perfect our religious personality. Verov dinei Torah, most dinim of the Torah, einan ella etzos me'rachok migadol ha'etza. It's advice from afar, from the great advisor. Etzos me'rachok migadol ha'etza l'sakena deos uliyasher kalamasin. That's a line to memorize. That's what all mitzvos are. Specifically, the Rambam says that by Tamura. So that's the Rambam's svar of Tamura about we don't want to go back, and that's the psyche. The Chinuch has a different idea. The Chinuch says it's all about creating reverence. There are certain areas of halacha which we should have certain reverence from. If we know that after we're makdish an animal, we could switch it, so then that will take away from some of the reverence, from as Mikdash Aitiro, right? That would remove. Right? Lahatil, Sheratza Hashem Barachu, says the Chinuch in Shinun Beis, Lahatil, More, Belev, Bnei Adam, Becholin Yani Hektish, Tziva Kasov, Laval, Neshaneh Advarim, Elamikimach, and Eskacha Behema, Tiep, Kedushasa, Olam. It's Kadosh, it's Kadosh. You're trying to be Mafkir the Kedusha, you can't do that, right? Certain things you don't play around with. And there's another halachic ramification to this svara. If you remember, we've discussed often, not in the past, recent past, but discussed often the sugya of toka de dibur, of retracting within a few seconds. Toka de dibur. So we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere that there are four exceptions to toka de dibur, right? Kiddushin, hektish, mekadesh, megadef, megaresh. So why those exceptions to the rule? I can't go over to a woman and say, "Arab Kadesh, Israel." Just joking. I can't do that. Right? That's Toka de Dibor. You can't be Chozer Bo by Kiddushin, by possibly Hektis. So one of the svaras given by the Rishonim is that in the Ran, in the Darim, because people don't fool around by these contexts. These are such serious contexts, we don't fool around with it. And therefore, it's serious. And that's exactly what the Chinuch says is the message of the mitzvah of Temura. Again, it's a los aseh and an aseh. Good, says the Mishnah. So, Baruch Hashem, now we get into a couple of Mishnayos that bring in Shas discussions. Shas is not just Ona. We're expanding out of the world of Ona, out of Hazav, because one of the examples of each of these is Ona, but then we quote others. Ha'ona arba kesef. The minimum shear of Ona is 4 kesef. What do you mean 4 kesef? When that's 1/6. As Rashi explains, the example given earlier when it's of a shtus, and therefore it's 1/6. Vahataina shtei kesef. And the minimum claim that one can make in Beis Din is 2 kesef. Why? Because we want to be able to have the hodash of a pruta. To be modi b'miksas, you have to at least be modi on a pruta. So we want the taina to be a little more than that so that the hodah could be a pruta. So once we're talking about prutos, chamesh prutos, and there are 5 halachas where pruta is the magical shear. Ha'odah shaveh pruta. Number 1. For modi b'miksas, you mechayev a shvua daraisa. One of the 3 shvua daraisas, you have to be modi at least in a pruta. V'ya isha miskadeshez b'shaveh pruta. First mishnah in Kiddushin, we pass in like Beis Hillel, the minimum amount for a marriage to give something of value to a chazan, to a kala, is shaveh pruta. We, the minhag, is to give a ring in Ashkenazic circles, but or a coin in some Sephardic circles, but anything worth a pruta can be given. V'hanehene b'shaveh pruta menehektish ma'al. The Isser of Me'ila. One has to get at least a pruta's worth of benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. That's Nehene. That's where Me'ila is created. Right? There's interesting that it has a shear. Right, I might have thought that Me'ila, the Isra of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, why should that have a minimum amount? Right, why they should, any amount, any val, any hano that you get. That's not an Isra of stealing, is it? Maybe it is. Right, that's the discussion in the Achronim. Is Me'ila somehow related to Gezel? Is it Gezel Hektish or is it Bizayon Hektish? If it's Gezel Hektish, so maybe you can understand more why there's a shear of a pruta. Right, if it's bizayon, so it's bizayon, any amount. You're mevaza hektish. But that's the halacha of pruta by hana'a. Hamotzi, shaveh pruta, chayev lahachris, back in Baba Kama. If somebody finds, the next one's going to be Baba Kama. This one we had 2 prakam ago, here in Neil Matzias. If somebody finds a shaveh pruta, that's the minimum amount they have to be machris on. If you remember, then we had 2 different psukim, xeris akasavs, Rashi quotes it here. 2 different psukim, what's the source for that? Asher tovad mi menu, Prat Laved Hashem Asher Pruto, or Asher Tovad, right? 2 different psukim that are quoted. And finally, Hagozos Chaver Shaveh Pruta, which we had at the end of Baba Kama, Venishbalo, I steal a Shaveh Pruta, I swear that I didn't, and then it's found out that I have it, Yoluchenu Acharav, Afilu L'Madai. So I have to return it even to Madai, even far away. We discussed then, why Dafka Madai, right? Even if Madai, it's everybody's rich there, and it doesn't mean so much to them, still you have to return it. So these are the 5 prutos, chamesh prutos aim. So all the Rishonim here say, what about this one? What about that one? These are all not quoted. In the old Ritvas, Miuchas L'Ritva, quotes, what about Kenyan Karka? To be called a Karka, you need at least a pruta. Says the Miuchas L'Ritva, fascinating, that's included in Kiddushin, because it's Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron. This week's Parsha, right? Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, that's why it's not included. I heard recently an unbelievable thought on that Chazal, the Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, the connection between buying a piece of Eretz Yisrael and a marriage, right? What is the connection between the two? So some, you know, say, oh, buying or getting married is like buying a piece of Karka, Chas V'Shalom. There's obviously something much deeper to that Gzeira Shava. So somebody once said, as I heard a pshat a few weeks ago, that when Avram Avinu bought Maris HaMachpelah and Arba Meo Shekel Kesef over LaSocher, which, you know, if you let the Mefarshim explain, was a tremendous amount of money. The person saying the Dvar Torah said, $2 million. $2 million for a cave to bury your wife. So what was Ephron thinking at the time? This is the best deal of my life. This is unbelievable. It's amazing. $2 million for some dirt. Unbelievable. Avram Avinu, what's he thinking? This is a Pesach to Gan Eden. This is unbelievable. $2 million for the Pesach of Gan Eden? You know how cheap that is? That's unbelievable. Every tefillah of every area will go, so the Zohar said, through Hebron and then through the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. Only $2 million? They each thought they had the best deal in the world. Says that's a marriage. Right? A chazan and kala each have to think they have the best deal in the world. But this is unbelievable. This, I'm getting this? What am I giving? So that's kicha, kicha, it's the ephron. There it is. Back pocket, sheva brachas, whenever one needs. Okay, so that's the message behind the inclusion of the Ritva. The Rishonim in Gittin also deal with the, in the first paragraph, Daf Yud Beis, you know, what about being makdish something? The halacha there is that the minimum amount to be makdish is pruta. So why isn't that on the list? So, Tosfos says, right, Rashi's lashon there, Gittin Yud Beis Ma Beis. The lochayel hektish apachas mi pruta. That's Rashi there in Gittin Yud Beis. Tosfos says, so why isn't this in the Mishnah? Vehiksha, Rabbi Yitzchak, Tanan Bahazov, Chamesh Prutosein, Listi Shesh Prutosein, Dein Hektish Chal, Apachas Bishara Pruta. Why don't you say that one? Vyomeri says Tosfos, Tahacha Hainu Taima, Dein Bedaito Shal Makdish, Sheyochal Apachas Bishara Pruta. Tosfos says it's not a fundamental halacha. Hektish can be Chal even unless. It's just that most people don't. Most people aren't makdish items less than a pruta, but not that it is impossible. That is Tosfos there. So you have Rashi, you have Tosfos, and then you have the Rashba. The Rashba there opens up a whole new idea that, again, we're not going to focus on, but just to mention it. Says the Rashba, quoting the question, Vitirtsu. Then he quotes, Nihi de hektish vade chal. Yes, hektish is chal, even on pachas bishava pruta. Ava akol shehu mikol makom ein moalin. But pachas b'shev pruta. Kidatan hasam anan b'shev pruta ma'al. Avo pachas b'shev pruta lo ma'al. V'yavagav de ba'al ma'isir de rabbanan mi'a'ika. Hacha shari l'chadchila. T'nichalei l'hektish t'lo lemus avde. Says the Rashba, you can have something that's hektish, that's not subject to me'ila. You could have, you can be ma'atish, and not based on, oh, it's kache kalam that I'm going to eat. Real hektish, says the Rashba, that's why it's not on the list, because it's not fully hektish. It's hektish without the isser of me'ila. On a daraisa level, it sounds like, at the beginning of the Rashba. So that's an chiddush that you can have such a status, such a medium status. Okay, one final point on the Mishnah, and then we'll have to continue, and that's the Menachas Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch deals with the issue of gezel. Right, it says, talks about if somebody's gozas chaveiro and nishpalo, if some of the Rambam writes in Hilchas Geneva, Hilchas Gezela, even if somebody steals a kolshehu, that's an isser daraisa. Why? The Magen Mishnah says, chatzi shir. But really the full Avera of Geneva Gzela with a Chiyav Hashava is a Pruta. Asks the Menachas Chinuch. And he asked this question in Mitzvah Kuf Lamin, on the Mitzvah of returning Gezel. Why is it that Pruta is the minimum amount for Hashava's Gzela? Why is that the minimum amount? Is it because that, is it Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? We know that all Shiurim come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kizayis, Kibetza, Kigrogeris, all Shiurim. So is this also on the list? Pruta. That's on the list of Shiurim. Or, says the Menachas Chinuch, no, of course not. Pruta is not a Shiur, a magical Shiur from a Moshe Rabbeinu. Pruta is that thing, less than that, most people are Mochel. And therefore, that's why there's no Chiyav Hashava, because people are Mochel less than a Pruta. Says the Menachas Chinuch, I have 7 Nafkamina. Right, for this Nakhakira, is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai versus is it a Svara? What if the guy's screaming, I'm not Mochel, I'm not Mochel? Right? But what if it's a Katan? A Katan is Lav B'nei Mechila. We had that earlier in the Masechta. Right? What about, a person, B'gneva Va Nignave Neodea, Delo Machal Dava Yeshalomidas. If he doesn't know that it's stolen, right? Then it gets into Sugyas of Yeshalomidas. Right? What happens if you steal less than a Shema Pruta? And then it goes up in value. Now it's worth a pruta. Right? So then what? Right? If you say that it's just based on a shear, so then it could be that, you have to give it back. If it's based on mechila, it was already nimchal to you, now it's yours. Right? So all different nafkaminas that he talks about. What if you steal a half a pruta, and then you steal another half a pruta? What if goy? What if, all these nafkaminas, classic Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, on our Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara now, Tanina Chadazimna, didn't we learn the first line of our Mishnah in the previous Mishnah? Ha'ona Abarkasa me'asrim ba'arbakasa v'lasalaf shusla me'akach. Isn't that just a repeat? The Gemara says, yes. Hatanash de'kasa v'adosh de'pashama prudis richalei. It's there because he's leading into the next line. Hanami Tanina. But the next line we also learned in the Mishnah in Shavuos. Shavuos Hadayanim Matayanash de'kasa v'adosh de'pruta. So first line you need because of the second line. Second line is also extra. No, that's there because of the third line. Sefer Tzricha Le'Dektani, Chamesh Prutos Hein. So you're right, the first two we know from elsewhere, but then we lead into the next. Chamesh Prutos Hein V'chulu, V'listi Nami Ha'ona'a Pruta. So why don't we say, once we're listing the Prutos, and this parak is about Ona'a, so why don't we say Ona'a is also a Pruta, assuming that the item is worth 5, right? If the item is worth 5 prutos, so then Ona could be a pruta too. So Amar Rav Kahana, Zoso Meres, 8 Ona la prutos. It must be, says Rav Kahana, there's no Ona if the, even if it's 1/6, but if the 1/6 is only a pruta, which is such a small coin, it must be there's no Ona there. For Levi, so that's why it's not on the list. For Levi Amar, Yesh Ona la prutos. Levi says, no, there is. V'chaitani Levi Masnise, Chamesh prutos in a Levi has a brisa, which has different 5, right? First one on the list is Ona. Ha'ona, Pruta. Ba'ho'da, Pruta. That one's also in the Mishnah. V'kidusha Isha, Bepruta. V'gezel, Bepruta. V'yeshivas Hadayana, Bepruta. That's a new one. Bezim will only sit and listen to a case that a minimum discusses a Pruta. So now we're going to go through why did each Mishnah and Brisa not have the other, each of the other ones. V'tana didan ma'itayim alotana yeshivas Hadayanim. Why isn't yeshivas Hadayanim in our Mishnah? So first, V'tana le'gezel. It says gezel, it's included in all monetary matters that Bez is going to take care of. Umilo Tani Gezel Tani Aveda. Aveda also would be required in Torah, right, if there's an issue. So Aveda said separately, Hanach Hitzrichale. No, Gezel specifically is said Beferish and Aveda, because they each teach us something. Gezel goes up in Chaver Shavapruta Vinishvalo Yuchen Acharav Afalu Afilu Madai. That Chiddush of the Chi of Hashava even to Madai. That's why Gezel has to be mentioned Beferish, even though it's just an example of Dayanim. Aveda, Hamotzi, Aveda Shavapruta, Chayav Lachris, V'Avagav Dezol. Right? If Aveda, if you find an Aveda Shavapruta, you have to be announced to give it back, even if Zol. What does even if Zol mean? Even if the price went down in value to less than a Pruta, between the time that you found it, and the time that you're announcing. That's what Rashi says. Bein mitzia lachraza, second to last line in Rashi. Says the Maharsha, what if it went down in value before you found it? Sounds like there's no chiyav achraza. Right? Davka Rashi says, after you found it, before you announce. Okay, so that's why, that explains our Mishnah. V'levi my time alotoni aveda v'pruta. So let's go to Levi. Why do you leave out aveda? Tana legezel. Okay, it's included whenever there's monetary issues amongst people. Umilok tani gezel v'tani yeshivas hadayanim. But it says gezel yeshivas hadayanim, so why not say aveda b'feirish? Gezel, we already explained what the chiddush is. Yeshivas hadayanim mitzrichalei. Lafuke midi Rav Katina. Dabar Rav Katina bezin niskakan afil lefakad mishavar pruta. Rav Katina says bezin does sit for less than a shavar pruta, and Levi's brisa is against that. For Levi, my time aloktani hektish. So why didn't Levi say hektish, right? What our Mishnah has. Also by Mi'ila. Bechulin kamairi, bekashim lo kamairi. Only talking about chulin here. We're not getting into special halachas of the Beis Hamikdash that you could talk about in a different seder. Elotani didan de kamairi bekashim nisni meiser befruta. So our Mishnah, we're just talking about kashim, right? Because it mentions Mi'ila. So it should have said meiser, right? We had earlier. Right, 2 days ago, that Meiser Sheni can't be Nifteh with less than a Pruta. Right, unless you have to fill it in on what you did last week. So why isn't that included? Interesting question. Is Meiser Sheni here being categorized as Kachim? Right, like we had the first Ramban in the Mitzvah Saseh of Hosafos to the Rambam, if you remember. He says the Mitzvah of Achil is Kachim and Meiser Sheni. Kachim and Meiser Sheni. Right, this isn't a total Araya. The Gemara might be saying, well, if the Mishnah is talking about Chulin and Hektish, it must be talking about everything in between also. Which Meiser Sheni is somewhere on that spectrum. The Mishnah, this line might not be saying it's actually Kachim. It's just somewhere between. So why doesn't it mention it? So the Gemara says, Kemanta Amar ein b'chom shapruta. Maybe it's like the Manta Amar we had 2 days ago, that the minimum amount for Meiser Sheni is not a pruta. It is more than that. The Chomesh has to be a pruta, meaning the item has to be worth at least 4. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Valensi Chomesh Meiser Pruta. So why is it Chomesh on the list? Bekarna Kamairi, Bechomesh Lo Kamairi. Because we're only talking about actual payments, not additional payments to other payments. Okay. Gufa says the Gemara. Again, each of these can be spoken about to remember what we said in other contexts. The Chiyav Hashava and the Aveda, all of these Shvuas Adayanim, right? All of these Modi Bimiksas, all these are huge topics. We discussed Modi Bimiksas back on Daf Gimel, but each of these have a lot to say about them. But Gufa will continue now. Amar Rav Katina, Bezdin is kak and afil of achat b'shara pruta. Bezdin, according to Rav Katina, is this kak even for a case less than a shara pruta. Masav Rav, yes, Rav, but 1 second. Based on a drasha, that's not true. Ve'eis asher chata mina kodesh yishalem. That's talking about mi'ila. Right? Whatever you sin from hektesh yishalem, one has to pay. What is that including? L'rabos, pachos b'shara pruta lihi shavon. So that pasuk by mi'ila, anything that you sin from, you need to pay. So that includes even less than a pruta to return to Hekdesh. So says the Gemara, we're medayik. That's a limud dafka by Me'ila. Lekodesh in avalehedyot lo. Dafka to Hekdesh. If I violated Me'ila, then even less than a shava pruta. Avalehedyot, but it's to Hedyot, my friend. So then, it has to be a pruta. Kasha. So Kasha and Rav Katina. It's based on a drasha. So le'yitmar hachi yitmar. Okay, you're right. Rav Katina does not go that far. They accept the case of Pachad Bishara Pruta. Am Rav Katina, im huzkaku bezdin l'shava pruta, gomen afilo v'pachad Bishara Pruta. It means once they started with shava pruta, then they can finish even without. It's kind of like, right, if your minion leaves, you can still say teskabel if you had started chazar hashatz. Right, so if you started, then you can finish tchilas din be'inan pruta, gemar din lo be'inan pruta. That is the chalik. What exactly is the case of starting with shara pruta and then switching to less than a shara pruta? Rashi says, Reuven comes to court and claims from Shimon a case of a shara pruta. Bezdin decides the case. They're still in court. Shimon turns to Reuven and says, you owe me less than a pruta. That's what Rashi says the case is on top. Im chazar asheni, v'tava pachal b'shara pruta, kodim sha'amdu bezdin, misham niskakin lo. Asks the Ritva, asks the Rishonim on Rashi, what are you talking about? That's two separate cases. That's not tchilas din and sof din. Why would that be allowed? Right, you finished, Reuven was towing from you, so you got paid, you had to pay, and now Shimon is towing from Reuven. So ask the Ritva on Rashi. Says, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. That's considered two cases. V'lo dayik lahai pirusha lishna de gomrin, v'lishna de gemar din. V'hanacho, no, a different case. Dim huskaku bezdin l'tzviya shal pruta. Their bezdin is talking, they started the case because there was a tzviya of a pruta. Afal pisha nimsa basof. Reuven claimed a pruta from Shimon, and as they're going through the case, they realize it's only less than a pruta. One case. So in that case, gomrin dino, v'chein hilchasa, that's what we would say in that case. So the Ritva argues on Rashi. How do you defend Rashi? It sounds like Ritva's right, that it's less than a pruta in the other person claiming. Shimon was the Nevi'ah, and Shimon was the Tovei. It's two cases. Says the Kesef Mishnah, not for Rashi, but the Kesef Mishnah says this, explaining the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. He says, well, if Shimon is right, then Reuven's going to have to give some back. So it is kind of connected. It is affecting that first case. It's not purely a separate din. Milashon Rabbeinu because of Gomrin Dino, says the Kesef Mishnah, Nira de Dafke ima Tovei HaRishon Chazar v'tava Gomrin. Tekiva chein yoshin aveli ki'ilu tava pachos b'shava pruta zeh im shava pruta shetava barishona. Avele manitva hu shetava pachos b'shava pruta havi le ki'inish da'alma venis kakinlo. Umiyo efshar shegam kishaha nitva tova pachos b'pruta b'chla Gomrin Dino. Rashi's case. Sha'areim yizke bedin tzrichim heim l'nachot lo b'mashachivu l'fra tchila. They're going to have to go back for what was nifra before. And that's why the Kesef Mishnah explaining the epshat in Rashi. But then the Ritva adds another important point. The Ritva says, v'kasvu raboseinu. He quotes this. Daha de'enis kakon l'fachal b'shara pruta. That which we say, that Bezin doesn't start a case of less than a shara pruta, hani mili, kishetoveya davar shel tashlumin, money, less than a shara pruta, they're not going to be niskak too. Aval kishetavo davar shehu ba'en, afilo apachad b'shara pruta, niskakin. But if the issue is about, let's say, a kli, right? So then, even less than a shara pruta, Bezin is going to be niskak too. And we have discussed this in other contexts as well, that Bezdin could be relate to Pachas B'Shara Pruta, even though a Kli, that's not as word than a Shara Pruta, because a Kli has a unique status. The Rashi writes in Shavuos Lamates, we had it earlier even. We had it a couple days ago, last week, Daf Mem Zayin. Daf Mem Zayin Amin Aleph, remember what the Gemara said there? For Chalipin, Konin B'Kli, Afal B'Shem B'Shara Pruta. What do you mean, koni bekli? That's according to Mandamar that you can't use less than a shara pruta for a chalipin. The answer is, usage substitutes. even if something inherently is not worth a Shavar Pruta, it could substitute. The Rashba in Shavuos Lamites has the suffix, he says, maybe even for Kiddushin. Unbelievable, right? Kiddushin needs a Pruta, we just learned that. Ah, but a Kli might have a special unique status, usage, and therefore it could be even less than a Pruta because its value is intangible and you can't know exactly about how much you would evaluate it at. The Achronim also focus on a Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, he says, by Me'ila, Hamo'el Pachos Bishav Pruta, right, the Mishnah said, right, to full Me'ila, well, that's an Apruta, right, that's, needs a Pruta, for full Isra Me'ila. The Rambam says, Hamo'el Pachos Bishav Pruta, Bein Bezadam E'en Mishkaga, Mishalim Es HaKeren, Ve'eno Chayev Chomesh Al HaKarban. The Rambam says, if you violate Pachos Bishav Pruta, you still have to pay the Karen, just not the Chomesh, and not the Karban. The Yireh Li, and then the Rambam says, She'eno loke al pachas b'shev apruta im hayamezid. You don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus unless than a shev apruta. Yireh Li, you're not going to get Malkus. Ask all the Achronim on the Rambam. It's Chasi Shir. So of course you're not going to get Onesh. You never get a punish for Chasi Shir. So the Rambam says, Yireh Li, it appears to me you're not going to get Malkus here. That's unusual. Okay, to say that you're going to give back the money, it's not your money, even though it's probably Shuruta. So that's a Chiddush. By Gezeli, you wouldn't have to give it back, and by here, you'd have to give it back to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but an Onesh, that's a Chiddush, and that's what the Achronim wonder about this Rambam in Zayin Ches, in Hilchas Me'ila. Okay, Eli, continue. The Bar Plukta of Rav Katina. Rav Katina would... So if this is the Pshat of Rav Katina, that his old Chiddush is that you could finish it with less than a Pruta, so then it sounds like his Bar Plukta wouldn't even go that far. And then you have to go back to what's being excluded earlier, right? Because we paskin this way. We do paskin that you're Gomer even less than a Shavar Pruta. But the Brisa would say not. Right. Says the Mishnah, Chamesha Chumshin Hein. There are five. We had five Prutas. Now we have five Chumshin. Five halachas where chomesh is applicable. Eluhain, here they are. Ha'ochal truma utrumas meiser utrumas meiser shodamai. If somebody eats truma, if Yisrael eats truma bishogeg, he has to pay back and add on a chomesh or trumas meiser, right? Truma from meiser rishon, from what the Levi gets, but trumas meiser shodamai, or even trumas meiser of demai. That's a chiddush. Why demai? We know Rov Am Ha'aretz Ma'asrin Hain, but the Chachamim were Machmir for us to be Mafrish, not Shuma Gedola, because that they do, are scared of and they do take off, but everything else, so that you have to be most of Chomich, which is a serious question. The Gemara will deal with this a little bit implicitly. Demai, isn't that a suffix? Shouldn't we say most of Mechaber Lavaraya when it comes to Demai? Right? Like, just like Maiser Rishon today. Maiser Rishon today, we wouldn't give to a Levi, because prove to me that you're a Levi. Right? Or, it's not Aser. Right? Truma, we have to throw out, because it's Aser, Savi Iser. But, by Maaser Rishon, right, and even in the days of Ezra was Kones, but one has to be most of a Chomish in all of these cases. Also, V'hachala, V'habikura, most of Chomish, because all of those are called Truma. All of those are called Truma in the Torah. Mishnah Bikurim discusses how they're all mitztarif. Next, via poda netara vayu meiser sheni shalomos of chomesh. If somebody is poda their own ravaya meiser sheni. Remember we had earlier cases of if somebody doesn't want to be most of chomesh, they want to give it to somebody else and be marim, right? But that's also, the Mishnah says here, if you're poda your own, you have to be most of chomesh. Ha poda es hekdesho. You're poda what you were makdish, most of chomesh. Ha nene shave pruta mena hekdesh, most of chomesh. That's also Mi'ila, Hagozos, Chaver, Shemapruta, Venishbalo, most of Chomesh, also by Asham Gazelos. Amar Rav Akash, Leder Rabbi Elazar, Shumis Maisha Shaltamai, Friyasu Chachamim Chizak Ledevrem Kishal Torah. It's a Chumra Drabanon by Demai. Did the Rabbanon bump up their halacha to make it like a dinda araisa? Tosfos says, B'makam Sarech, Tosfos points out in the second Tosfos, sometimes they even did it Yozer Mishal Torah. Sometimes Kishal Torah, sometimes the Rabbanas are even stronger. So, do we do this in this context? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, yes. Hamani Rabbi Meir, he. Our Mishnah is following this day of Rabbi Meir, to Amar, Asu Chachamim Chizuk Ledevrayim, Kishal Torah. Rabbi Meir says the Chachamim made their laws as strong as Dinim Daraisa in certain context. The Tanya, the Brisa says as follows, we have this back in Maseches Gittin. Hamevi, get me Dinim Sayyam. Nostu Lavalo, Amar Lavafani Nechtam. A shliach who's supposed to say b'fani nechtam, the gate was written inside in front of me, he didn't. What's the halacha? Yotzi v'havlad mamzer. Deir Meir. Meir says the Vlad is a mamzer. It's a chumra derabanan to say this. That's what we'll see. Derabanan. V'chum omrim, no, ain't a Vlad mamzer. Chum say no. Ketzav Yaseh, what should you do? And there's a machlokas rishonim. Is this even according to Rabbi Meir? Ketzav Yaseh, or only according to the Rabbanan? Ketzav Yaseh, yitzlenu mimena, take it back from her, v'yachzer v'yitzlenu lo b'fnei shnayim, and then give it to her again in front of Edom, v'yomar la b'fnei nechta b'fnei nechtam. That's what you need to do. Tosfos discusses, why can't you just say it? It sounds like the din is to say it dafka b'shas mesina. Right, they have to take it back and give it again. But either way, says the Gemara, Ulu Rabbi Meir, Mishum Tolo Amar La B'Fani Nechta V'Ani Nechtam, Yotzi V'Avlad Mamzer. Would we really go so far? The Gemara says, In yes, Rimei L'Taimei, Damar Rav Hamnuna, Mishmei De'ula, Omar Hayir Rabbi Meir, Kala Mishana Mimadveya Shetavu Chachamim V'Gittin, Yotzi V'Avlad Mamzer. You mess around in Gittin, even by Dinim D'Rabbanan, at least the Shah is going to be a Mamzer, Midirabbanan, not a Mamzer D'Araisa. But a mamzer midrabanan, because your mayor says you can't mess around with certain dinim drabanan. So that is the shita of our mishnah too. We would say the one who says the after most of chomish on meiser sheni shel tamai on trumas meiser shel tamai, that is the shita of Rabbi Meir, who bumps up dinim drabanan to the level of Darais. Again, like we said, there's a lot to talk about here on this last line about Yasser V'Yitzena, right? What are the nafkaminas to a mamzer midrabanan? But we'll have to stop here. The show will continue next time with more issues related. And then tomorrow's daf, all the exclusions of Ona'a. What doesn't have Ona'a? Karka, Avadim, as we will see in that daf as we continue in the second half here of Perek HaZahav.